O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love. According to your judgment, give us life. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. In the darkness of our sin, you have shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Open our eyes to acknowledge your presence, that freed from the misery of sin and shame, we may grow into your likeness from glory to glory. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 94. Righteous are you, O Lord, and true are your judgments. Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine out in majesty. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Give the arrogant their just deserts. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall the evildoers boast and pour out such impudent words? They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They murder the widow and the stranger. The orphans they put to death. And yet they say, the Lord will not see. Neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Consider, most stupid of people, you fools, when will you understand? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He who corrects the nations, shall he not punish? He who teaches the peoples, does he lack knowledge? The Lord knows every human thought, that they are but a breath. Blessed are those whom you chasten, O Lord, whom you instruct from your law, that you may give them rest in days of adversity, until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not fail his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. For justice shall return to the righteous, and all that are true of heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take my part against the evildoers? If the Lord had not helped me, my soul would soon have been put to silence. And when I said, my foot has slipped, your loving mercy, O Lord, upheld me. In the multitude of cares that troubled my heart, your comforts have refreshed my soul. Will you have anything to do with the throne of wickedness, which fashions evil through its law? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God, the rock of my trust. He will turn against them their own wickedness and silence them through their own malice. The Lord our God will put them to silence. Righteous are you, O Lord, and true are your judgments. Let us pray. Lord God, judge of all, before whom no secrets are hidden, let your justice shine out and your righteousness sweep wickedness from its throne, that we may live free from fear and stumbling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 19, verse 1. Thus says the Lord, go and buy a potter's earthenware jug. Take with you some of the elders of the people and some of the senior priests, and go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom, at the entry of the potsherd gate, and proclaim there the words that I tell you. You shall say, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I am going to bring such disaster upon this place that the ears of everyone who hears of it will tingle. Because the people have forsaken me and have profaned this place by making offerings in it to other gods, whom neither they nor their ancestors nor the kings of Judah have known. And because they have filled this place with the blood of the innocent and gone on building the high places of Baal to burn their children in the fire as burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or decree, nor did it enter my mind. Therefore, the days are surely coming, says the Lord, when this place shall no more be called Topheth, or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And in this place I will make void the plans of Judah and Jerusalem, and will make them fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hand of those who seek their life. I will give their dead bodies for food to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the earth. And I will make this city a horror, a thing to be hissed at. Everyone who passes by it will be horrified and will hiss because of all its disasters. And I will make them eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and all shall eat the flesh of their neighbors in the siege and in the distress with which their enemies and those who seek their life afflict them. Then you shall break the jug in the sight of those who go with you, and they shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, so will I break his people and this city, as one breaks a potter's vessel, so that it can never be mended. In Topheth they shall bury until there is no more room to bury. Thus will I do to this place, says the Lord, and to its inhabitants, making this city like Topheth. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled like the place of Topheth. All the houses upon whose roofs offerings have been made to the whole host of heaven, and libations have been poured out to other gods.
Christ committed no sin. No guile was found on his lips. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin. No guile was found on his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in turn. When he suffered, he did not threaten. But he trusted himself to God, who judges justly. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Christ committed no sin. No guile was found on his lips.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 10, verse 22. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus replied, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me? The Jews answered, It is not for a good work that we're going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, though only a human being, are making yourself God. Jesus answered, Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If those to whom the word of God came were called gods, and the scripture cannot be annulled, can you say that the one whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world is blaspheming because I said, I am God's son? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then don't believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they tried to arrest him again, but he escaped from their hands. He went again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing earlier, and he remained there. Many came to him, and they were saying, John performed no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true. And many believed in him there.
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
Hungry with good things, and so.
penitence and faith, let us make our prayer to the Father and ask for his mercy and grace. For your holy people, that they may triumph over evil and grow in grace, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For candidates for baptism and confirmation, that they may live by every word that proceeds from your mouth, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the leaders of the nations, that you will guide them in the ways of mercy and truth, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the needy, that they may not be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the sick in body, mind, and spirit, that they may know your power to heal, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the poor in spirit, that they may inherit the kingdom of heaven and see you face to face, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us commend the world for which Christ suffered to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Lord, absolve your people from their offences, that through your bountiful goodness we may all be delivered from the chains of those sins which by our frailty we have committed. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our blessed Lord and Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God our Redeemer show us compassion and love. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.